Memorial Day is a time for remembrance, a time to think of the men and women of America's armed forces that gave the ultimate sacrifice in defense of our country. The city of Chattanooga honors our veterans in many ways. Parades and luncheons honoring veterans organizations, and one very visible reminder of our citizens' service to our nation is in a line of American flags that wave over the Veterans Bridge. I attended an event on May 15th when new flags were placed on the bridge. I'm sitting at the Sculpture Park in the Bluffview Arts District overlooking the Veterans Bridge. The almost constant hum of vehicles crossing the Tennessee River is a reminder of the ebb and flow of life in just about any city, especially one divided by a river. The Veterans Memorial Bridge was built in 1984 and takes Georgia Avenue north across the Tennessee River. These are excerpts from a speech from Mayor Andy Burke to a small group of people that have a vested interest in that bridge. They are the veterans and family members of those who have served, some now living and some not, that have flags flying in their honor on the bridge. According to Mayor Burke, the American flags flying on the Veterans Bridge were once a gift to the city of Chattanooga.
For more than a decade, the flags were replaced by an anonymous donor, and he spent about $40,000 every year to make sure that we had flags on Veterans Bridge. And when we got word that he would not be able to do that anymore, we had a member of our community, Scott McKenzie, who was the son of a local veteran, came up with the idea of offering this to families in the area and giving them the opportunity to participate. And so our transportation department, Blythe Bailey, the administrator, and others there came up with this idea that Scott had called with and put out the word. And what's been amazing to me now, time after time, is that people have answered that call. Story after story, family after family, who wanted to let us know about the service of their loved one and the amazing patriotism and commitment to our country.
Twice a year, the flags are replaced, sponsored in the name of a veteran from our community. Some of the stories behind those flags represent veterans that are no longer with us and whose families honor their memories. Some flags are in place to honor veterans that still salute Old Glory when they pass by the bridge, and some of the flags are sponsored by organizations like the Student Veterans Organization at the University of Tennessee at Chattanooga.
What I think is amazing as somebody who lives not far on the other side of the river is as I drive across and I look up and as I'm about to read the stories of people who are honored on there, it makes me remember the valor, the bravery, the courage that's represented by each and every one of those flags.
As dark clouds gathered on the horizon and the smell of rain north of the river came across to us, Mayor Andy Burke did not hasten his speech, but took the time to share stories of every veteran, living or not, that is honored by a flag on the Veterans Bridge. Knowing that this same event happens twice a year is a strong testament to the community of service in Chattanooga.
We're called the Volunteer State because of our immense patriotism and the way that people are willing to sacrifice, not to be all about themselves, but to be first and foremost for their country. The families who are here today, the veterans who are here, those who currently serve, we owe each and every one of you an immense debt of gratitude. I hope that as you drive this Veterans Bridge over the course of the coming days, you at least spend a minute to think about what this means for our country, but also for our community, because we should be proud that Chattanooga has families like you, people like the veterans who served our country, and that makes us a greater community each and every day. May these American flags be a reminder to us every day of the brave and valiant service of your loved ones.
In the front row sits a man wearing a cap that proudly displays his status as a veteran of World War II. I spoke with Bill Johnson Jr. about his service and learned how he enlisted immediately upon graduation at the age of 17.
I was on an attack transport for a few months, and then I got off when we invaded Saipan. So I was in the first wave of small boats into Saipan. You could see Tinian from Saipan, and then next we invaded Tinian, so I went over there, and then I got stuck on the island for 2 years. I couldn't get off. That's another story, but it was a catch-22 situation. There were seven of us that our records were in Hawaii, and we were on Tinian, and we couldn't travel without our records, so we were there. We thought we were going to be there for the rest of the war, but fortunately, a lieutenant wrote up the orders without authorization, and the seven of us were flown back to the United States. So I was back in the United States when they dropped the bomb. And thank heavens they dropped the bomb, because I was not looking forward to that one. So anyway, that's what I did.
Well, thank you for your service.
Well, I was proud to serve.
There are not that many veterans left of your era. What impact did it have for the rest of your life?
Oh, it impacted me considerably without knowing it. I became a patriot. I didn't really understand what I was doing when I went into war, but after the war I realized that it was something that was very important that I did, and I was proud to do it.
As you plan your backyard barbecues this weekend, please take a moment and remember that Memorial Day is a day to honor those who gave their lives in service to our country. If you drive across the Veterans Memorial Bridge, take a moment to appreciate the new flags waving in the breeze and know each one of those flags represents someone who offered their lives for your freedom. For WUTC's Around and About, this is Rabbit.